Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. We're pleased to have you along for another session. And this one is a very specific tool that can make a lot of your clients' lives better. It's a tool called WeIntegrate. And it's designed to integrate Shopify and QuickBooks. So part of the problem in the QuickBooks world is the e-commerce module that they've included in their product line is not comprehensive enough to do a lot of the things that you might need to do. WeIntegrate is trying to solve that problem. So Brian, what would you like the listeners to know about WeIntegrate?
Well, it's, you know, when we think about this product, you know, one of the problems we have with modern accounting systems and with e-commerce generally is that we need to have that e-commerce integrated with our accounting software in near real time. And there's not really anything that does this or does it well. And all the integrations with Shopify are paid, and there really isn't a dominant one out there. And so WeIntegrate decided they were going to jump into that void, and they were going to be the dominant integration between those two platforms. You know, I've seen so many people now that are running, you know, that are running Shopify on their website. You know, K2 uses it for, what is it, store.k2b.com, if I'm not mistaken, where you can take self-study. I actually bought some parts for my beehive out of Australia the other day on Shopify. You know, and I find the shopping experience amazing because they have an app where you can track the status of your order. And so Shopify is really handling the back office stuff associated with the e-commerce order. And so you're going to have to hook an accounting software into that because your accounting software isn't going to provide that function.
Yeah. And it turns out, Brian, see, you're in the heart of it, because one of the things that happens with all of the competitors, and I actually did a grid, and frankly, you've done work in this area with add-ons. When I looked at the competitors that do this work, most of them were generally, number one, more expensive, number two, slower, number three, not as flexible. And the concept behind WeIntegrate is that it does near real-time data sync. Now, what's near real-time mean? In a few seconds. Now, they don't make any of those claims on their websites, but typically I've watched this product work and I've seen it synchronize from a Shopify transaction over into QuickBooks in less than 2 seconds. You know, they know that in typically 13 to 20 seconds, you're going to get a synchronized transaction. Well, what's that mean for inventory to your store? The second real key thing that they do, besides this very, very fast real-time data sync, is they allow connection to multiple Shopify stores from a single interface. So you can actually run different instances of Shopify and connect them through this particular product. So that's a big deal, as I would see it. Another thing that often happens with e-commerce shops is they get a lot of returns, a lot of refunds, and, you know, being able to check your pay status and fulfillment and cancellation and so forth is another big deal. Beyond that, the vendor has a very specific method of tracking order shipping service level agreements, so things get shipped on time. And see, to me, e-commerce is a lot about customer sat and ease of use experience, just like you described with your Beehive purchase. So, you know, today we integrate, we'll bring the sales receipts over into QBO and update the inventory by location and classes. There are things that are done in We Integrate that are still missing features in some of their bigger competitors.
I'm glad that, you know, and if you look at their website and you look at the product, it's very clear that there is quite a bit of configuration that you can do on this. So you do have flexibility, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons, honestly, why so many Shopify websites have a custom integration tool is because nobody has really gone out there and created one that could handle the diversity of formats in which data might be coming in and the diversity of fields you have.
Brian, I was actually going to have you just mention some more of those Shopify features. You know, I think they represent what's going on out there. And so, you know, when you think about those different capabilities, like synchronizing documents, as an example, might be one of those that you could name. Are there other features from the Shopify stores into this single app?
You know, I like the fact that it shows the documents. The color dots they have in their interface look like the way you monitor receivables and payables in QuickBooks. You know, the interface is consistent with that. So that way, again, you can effectively manage your firm, manage your organization kind of the same way. You have a similar look, similar feel. People look at it and they can go to work pretty much quickly.
You and the other thing you'd mentioned, sorry, stepping on you there, but the other thing you'd mentioned earlier was flexibility. And, you know, what you just brought up about it being an intuitive and easy to use application, I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, some other good accounting features related to this is the option to create sales receipts in detail or summarized, and that you could do bulk imports and the like. The other thing that's, I think, helpful is the automatic creation of new customers and items. So if you sell things out of the Shopify store, it'll create those for you over in QBO. And you basically can modify the defaults and settings from each Shopify sales channel from here. So in effect, it does a lot more matching for customers. It's actually got a two-tier matching process to improve data accuracy in the product as well. So again, I don't want to talk too many features in this, but in my mind, one of the keys here is speed, completeness of feature set, in fact, features beyond what we see in a lot of the common products that are out there.
Well, you know, you can't sell what you don't have. And if you don't have good inventory records on your stuff and you're doing multi-channel commerce, you're dead in the water. I've had experiences on Etsy where somebody was selling stuff online, and they, for some reason, they didn't update the Etsy store. I bought something, and then they said, oh, well, we can't ship that to you because we don't have it anymore. And that was not a happy experience. So I think that what this does is it really gives you the data and gives you, I guess, the throughput or the integration that you need to manage your data, your system in near real time. It gives you options on how you want to post it to QuickBooks Online. It lets you use the leading features you've got with Shopify for folks following up on their orders, seeing what the status is and going forward, but yet you don't have to change over your general ledger package and use something different or just enter it at the end of the month like we like. You can use this and you have real-time data to run your business in real time.
Yeah, and it's so doggone easy to set up. So if you're supporting clients in this fashion, the sales integrate immediately from Shopify over into QBO, and you'll see that in more of their platform. But, you know, you can look at the features that this particular vendor has on their website, but I got to tell you, the pricing is very aggressive. They basically have a startup level, which is $19 US a month for up to 500 orders. The downside of that, you can only connect one Shopify store. But if you want multiple Shopify stores, they've got a basic plan that connects 2 and up to 1,000 orders, you know, and then it just grows from there. So they've got 5 different levels of plans: startup, basic, growth, professional, and enterprise. and the enterprise version, which is only $150, $149 a month, has unlimited Shopify stores and up to 10,000 monthly orders. And they can handle that type of volume. So in any case, I like their pricing. I like what they do.
Well, and the thing I like about this is the automation of the postings in combination with the reminder to ship to customers. So effectively, you know, we talk about auto nag in the context of PBC lists, where a lot of your PBC management tools will automatically request that folks send in the documents you need to do your engagement work. What's great about this is it reminds the workers to go ahead and ship to customers on time. So it keeps its eye on the ball in here, and something doesn't get lost in translation as we're integrating the applications together.
Yeah. Now, I happen to know the founders of this, Mark Kalman and his partner, Gennady, and these guys have lots of experience in enterprise e-commerce applications. So as they built this out, they built it to scale. And I think that part of it, you know, a lot of times, Brian, when we talk about products in the tech lab here, we're not only talking about the product, but we're talking about the management team. And to me, so much of the time, the people behind the products tell you what's going to happen with the products over time. And, you know, I will just commit to you, as I have for years, and to all our listeners, that unless we are convinced that the management team is solid, you know, we won't advance products that we think could put you at risk with your clients. You know, this product is certainly a nifty new generation e-commerce tool. So, Brian, parting thoughts, additional things you think our listeners should know about WeIntegrate?
Well, I just want to echo what you said about the management team here. You know, you and I took a demo of this product a few months back, and it was very clear to me when we talked to these folks and everything, it was very clear that they had done enterprise IT before and that they were serious about things, because the further we drilled down, the more solid the foundation was. You know, we kept going down, and you know, I had confidence here, and I have confidence that these guys are going to be able to deliver. You know, again, this is an area that creates a lot of nightmares in accounting software, because you know, when you have a bad integration in a cloud accounting package, the only version of QuickBooks Online that lets you restore from backups is the advanced top tier version. So when you have a failed integration, it's a big problem. And so what this does for you, this gives you a tool that can integrate everything here. And again, you can automate the process. And so that way you don't have to worry about people doing things inconsistently, and you can integrate the things you need without having to pay the gross national product of Burma to have an integration solution.
Understood. Well, so if you have an e-commerce or QuickBooks practice where you want to hook up Shopify in particular and more, and you want to reduce time with automated workflows and be a good strategic advisor, I think WeIntegrate could let you expand your firm and attract new clients. And it's certainly a solid tool for that. Well, we know your time's valuable. We hope this tip and this technology lab has given you another tool for your toolkit that you can solve client problems. We'll see you in a future technology lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.